Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Osborne for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Romano and he is out, Esposito applying the tag. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Berberet moves to third. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berberet tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Osborne moves to third. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bowling is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeezes hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 0 in the game. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Romano and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Romano and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Berberet moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 3 in the game. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Osborne moves to second. Bob Shaw now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Osborne moves to third. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeezes takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Skeezes moves to second. Tom Morgan now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Skeezes moves to third. Romano moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skeezes scores. Romano moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Rudolph now pitching. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Rudolph catches it and throws to third to double up Bowling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Ray Boone. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Jerry Staley now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Osborne strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive towards the mound. Staley throws towards second. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline is walked intentionally. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. There goes Kaline trying to get to third. Skeezes throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Kaline for the out. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller pinch hits for John Romano. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.